This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, August 12th. Shut down for the foreseeable future. The rock slide in Skagway keeps creating a series of mini rock slides, causing the town to close off one of the docks for the rest of the season. In turn, Princess Cruises has announced a revised schedule for some Alaska voyages set to call in Skagway this year. The ships will replace Skagway with Icy Strait Point, Sitka, or Haines, Alaska, depending by ship and itinerary. Unless drastic measures are done, the most forward berth, where the Royal-class Princess ships dock and other cruise lines, will likely remain closed for the rest of the 22 season. And during a recent Walt Disney Company Q3 business update, which reported a 26% jump in revenue, the company put a focus on its latest new build, Disney Wish. Though the cruise line is just a fraction of the entertainment operator's overall business, a recent study from passengers showed that 40% of past guests surveyed would only cruise Disney Cruise Line. The entertainment operator also said that though the other four ships weren't sailing full last quarter, the occupancy is continuing to increase week over week. Disney Wish debuted on July 14th and is currently sailing 3- and 4-night Bahamas cruises from Central Florida. And finally, U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers in New Orleans apprehended a former crew member that had absconded from a Carnival ship over 7 years ago and processed him for removal. The 36-year-old Indonesian citizen had originally entered the U.S. on a non-immigrant crew member visa aboard Carnival Fantasy in 2015. Officers apprehended the former Carnival employee without incident as he left his home on his way to his job at a nearby ramen restaurant. The crew member was eventually flown back to Indonesia. Put that shot of Carnival Fantasy back on the screen. I shot that just 2 weeks before the shutdown in Cozumel. Those two ships are no longer with us. Rest in peace. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 2%, 10.54. Royal Caribbean flat, 41.72. And Norwegian up 1.5%, 13.76. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.